Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. My name is Pam Ray, and with me tonight is my co-host, Naomi Sarah. Naomi and I are poets on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. Now, tonight is our sensual poetry show, and if you find this is not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows, We have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everybody's taste. Also, make sure when you get a chance to check out the poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. And hello, Naomi. How's it going?
Hello, Pam. Oh, it's going good. Nice to be back for at least at least tonight. We'll see how everything
yes.
goes.
I get that.
But,
I get that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it's great to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's good to hear yours too, Pam. Always. I'm trying
Thank
to
you.
Get my I'm trying to get my computer up here. It's like it's slow.
Oh, okay.
Well,
are you doing that?
Yeah.
I will go ahead and tell people about our topic for tonight.
Yeah.
So, yes, we have some wonderful sensual poetry. We did run a contest where I used as a prompt The Triumph of the Flesh by George Moore. And we will have that a reading of that at the beginning of the show before we delve into the rights. That were inspired by it. And then I did open up the topic board in Late Night Poets, also for open sensual poetry. And we got a few there. So, you know, got a great lineup. And, you know, I love coming across, I felt like, and you'll see what I mean, hear what I mean once we get to that classic poem, but sometimes you just stumble across something that it lights up your brain and you go, aha, yes, I want to use that as a prompt. You know, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
the poem, again?
Oh, it's by George Moore.
Is it very from what? Which is it more like a modern today poem? Or
It is not modern. He actually, I think, was born in like the 1890s and died in the 1930s. It's really it is a class what I would consider. A classic poem.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. So he was ahead of his time.
Yes.
I read the poem. And, ooh. great prompt.
Yes. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I highly recommend checking him out. He was an extremely visceral and erotic poet with really also thought-provoking poetry. So definitely recommend checking him out for those who haven't read him before. Why don't I go ahead? If you're so we're still waiting for your computer to get up, I'll put up the link to that poem.
Well, I put it up.
Oh, you did. Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
You did. Yes. Very good. So we have The Triumph of the Flesh by George Moore, and our very own Robert M. was nice enough to make a recording of this for us. And okay. Well, you know what? Darn it. All right. Well, I'm not going to go without that. So I will have to, we will actually have to, if you could put up a poem, if you could put up a poem for you to read, I am going to message Jean
no problem.
About, getting that up because I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. I have one by Fran Marie. That's up. So I'll go ahead and read this. The Savage Beat by Fran Marie. The savage beat of music and sex seeped beneath my skin. Lyrics, brown rhythm and acoustics, steering primitive needs deep within. A savage beat I'll remember as you held me tight in your arms. A raw sensuality, my flesh rendered to all your masculine charms. The savage beat of magic played fast throughout the night. A tantalizing rush of lust, my body ravished in untamed passion, burned bright. A savage beat of my flesh set afire, pulsed madly, raw instincts savoring in as we threw ourselves to raw, wild desire, committing every lustful sin. The savage beat played on in my soul, my head reeling with sensual delight. Willingly, I lost complete control to the sweet savage beat of the night. End poem.
Wonderful, wonderful read, Naomi. And, you know, I really appreciate Fran and all our poets that wrote for this show. And I really feel like, and you know, you'll see what I'm talking about here. I keep saying see, like you're going to see the words that are being read. But, you know, when we get to the classic poem, and I guess you'll see them too, but when we get to the classic poem, you'll see that her poem really fits with the spirit of it, especially with, I think, the use of the word savage. You know, it's just got hers is to me a wonderful dark sensuality. And I did supply a painting in the contest, although it wasn't necessarily the prompt, but I told people that, you know, they could, if they wanted to, be inspired by it or even just attach it to the poem. But that's for a future Art of Seduction show. I would like to do a show featuring the artwork of Nicole Rumalotti, and I highly recommend people check her out because just stunning sensual artwork. But all the way through, this is just an amazing write by Fran Marie. I really like the repetition of the savage beat. It adds an intense lyrical quality, and this is beautiful all the way through, but I especially like the savage beat of magic played fast through the night, a tantalizing rush of lust, my body ravished in untamed passion, burned bright, a savage beat of my flesh set afire, pulsing madly, raw instincts savoring in. Oh my goodness. Just absolutely brilliant heated line and very well done. And your thoughts, Naomi, you did a wonderful read, by the way, of that.
Yeah, this is really, really great. You know, while I was reading, I could almost hear that drum beat, you know, that like the da-dum, 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 you know, the coming together of the flesh there, the bodies, the savageness of the union, you know, the untamed passion, you read those two stanzas that I really like, but, you know, to finish it off, as we threw ourselves to raw, wild desire, committing every lustful sin. And I just love the way she finishes it off. I lost complete control to the sweet, savage beat of the night. And, you know, even the savage beat even played on in, you know, in her soul, my head reeling with sensual delight. And she, you know, willingly she lost control. You know, sometimes, yeah, it's fun to lose. Let yourself go, especially in these situations, and just let yourself go and lose control. And, you know, especially when you're with the right partner, you letting them, you know, take on, keep complete control, the passion take over. So amazing, right, by Fran Marie, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I do have to agree. Yes. And thank you to Phil in the background for adding this audio, because now we have a reading of The Triumph of the Flesh by George Moore, and the reading is by Robert M. So here we go.
This is my recital of The Triumph of the Flesh, a poem by George Moore. We have passed from the regions of dreams and of vision, and the flesh is the flesh, and the rose is the rose. And we see but the absolute joy of the present in the sunlight of beauty. I am filled with carnivorous lust. Like a tiger, I crouch and I feed on my beautiful prey. There is naught in the monstrous world of Astarte so fair as thy body. Let me lie. Let me die on thy snow-colored bosom. I would eat of thy flesh as of delicate fruit. I am drunk of its smell, and the scent of thy tresses is as flame that devours. Thou art demon and god. Thou art hell. Thou art heaven. Thou art love that is lust. Thou art lust that is love. And I see but the heavenly grace of thy body, a picture, a poem.
Bravo. Ooh la la, what a wonderful read. Mm-hmm. You know, just amazing. And Naomi, Your thoughts on this classic poem and Robert's read.
Yeah, well, bravo to Robert. Wow, he really outdid himself. What a wonderful, you know, deep, sensual voice to read such a poem. Bravo on that read. And, you know, all through this poem, well, I centered in on the goddess of love and amongst other things, Astarte. You know, it's as if, you know, this was taken from a long, long time ago, because, you know, the goddess Astarte, she was even referred to in the Bible by King Solomon. One of his wives, she was very persuasive and persuasive, and she uplifted many things, I think, and she convinced King Solomon, you know, which is supposed to be the most wisest of all the men, to follow Astarte and worship her. So, you know, that came to mind right away, you know, when I was doing research on the goddess Astarte, and I was really, really surprised by that, you know, that it was referenced even in the Bible. And, you know, I just imagine all through this, King Solomon, you know, being seduced by this woman, you know, truly, truly seduced. And I am drunk of its smell, your flesh, and the scent of thy tresses is as flame that devours. Thou art demon and God. Thou art hell. Thou art heaven. You know, I just imagine King Solomon, with this woman here. So amazing, amazing, right? And very, very sensual by George Moore, for sure.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And yes, I like that you did your research. Very cool there. And then that's the thing. Even the wisest of men, can easily be persuaded by a naked woman who knows how to dance right. I mean, that's the whole reason why. That's exactly why they didn't have in the Bible Adam offering the fruit to Eve, because no woman would have been tempted by a fruit by a naked man. I really was impressed with this classic poem. And I was slightly off. He was born in 1852 and died in 1933, but still definitely ahead of his time. And I really liked this all the way through and thought it was beautifully written. I love the old-fashioned language of thou art demon and God, thou art hell, thou art heaven. And the my favorite also is, I am filled with carnivorous lust like a tiger. I crouch and feed on my beautiful prey. And as far as Robert's reading goes, I just knew. I read this poem and I thought, well, we need a male voice. And I think this would be perfect for Robert. And I have to say, I really liked his voice all the way through. But my absolute favorite part was when he did that growl. And it just sent shivers up and down my spine. So
the growl and the pause. He just paused at the right moment.
He really did. It was a spot on read. Good stuff. All right. Well, I think we're ready to start delving into some other poems. So what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Well, I have one up by Telia. Our love canvas. So maybe your turn to read, Pam.
All right, sounds good. As we play, we will not delay the thrill of today. You and I making and creating art. So many colors to try as we dance, paint, and laugh. Your kisses filled with so much bliss. As we explore the contours of each other, heavenly juices so sweet, I feel the need for Cadbury. Tease my neck with your tongue, such sweet sensation. I in turn gave you some. Then you take my two apples one by one and devour them so passionately. No need to speak, I too give you a treat. Kissing me down to my navel, you tease me in and out. I'm so blown away. Then you hit the love box and all my senses run wild. I got so high flying on cloud nine. I wanted more and you filled my cup and let it overflow with love. I died and you resurrected me and took me to the pearly gates. I saw sunshine and rainbows fill the sky. I vowed to learn painting from that day on, and poem. And what an absolutely wonderful write by Talia. And your thoughts, Naomi?
Yeah, well, what a way to, describe the Latin mall, the little death there. I died and you resurrected me and took me to the pearly gates. I saw sunshine and rainbows fill the sky. And then I vowed to learn painting from that day on. So, inspiration comes from, you can get really inspired by, the act of being a very passionate knight. And, but I really laughed at, I feel the need for Cadbury. I kind of giggled at that one. But, you know, yeah, what a great write here by Talia for sure. Bravo.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have to say, honestly, I don't eat a lot of cabaret. I know it's really popular in other parts of the world, but for some reason around here, I don't even think of Cadbury until Easter, and we get those, like, those Cadbury cream eggs, which I like, and I've heard they make really good chocolate, so I definitely should try them more. But, yeah, that was a great part. It was delightful. And you're right, you know, and, you know, it's amazing what can make for a fun and sensual moment. And I really like how this starts out about them just playing together, having fun, painting together. And the next thing you know, there's kissing and there's touching and things start just happening and all the right notes are being hit. And very witty at the end with, I vowed to learn painting from that day on. The idea that, you know, if this is what painting leads to, then this, you know, painting is something I want. You know, what I like about this is not only sensual, it's about a couple who are having fun together. They're not taking sex and sensuality too seriously. They are having fun with each other. And another part I really liked is, I wanted more and you filled my cup and let it overflow with love. Wonderful lines there. Beautifully written and very well done. And what do we got next, Naomi?
Okay, well, next we have a poem by Ben Hart. The way everything I see reminds me of you. And it starts, fear not, and I'm sure even in a world as beautiful as this, all his eyes are left with by design, is through earth, though earth may be his mother, you're the only home that he ever knew back. And I have wished you were here, so they way home wouldn't weigh so heavy on my heart. Had I held you close, a remnant of the day to part the dark. Reina, the street lights paint a woman on the water. She is dancing with the tides, as though she were God's own golden daughter. And I hope she doesn't mind that I was there to watch her, because in a moment, she'll be gone, out of sight, just water. And if I'd made myself blind to her match, to her march into motion, she would never have existed, because of dreamers, they all missed it. Looking ahead, hoping to find a greater stage, but she never made it to the ocean. She was just another moment, a sense of touch, a brush. An unknown conquered and so lost. The strings. And if we ever got lost, we knew well enough to always trust there is a truth in the way this earth moves. Like you and I learned to dance, watching the starling clouds over Rome. And whenever we got the chance, we followed them out of the dome. And whenever you snatched my hand to come away again, I was at home. How we burst into circles and sway everywhere was an oasis built by hands that remember the warmth of the first time they met, and how they once unfurled to push back the storms that had been raging inside of our heads. And with you, the sun rose where it could, over blushing hills that had me swoon and moved me just like tide by the moon. And sometimes I wondered if you could see the strings by which we were all pulled into epic ascensions, but also asunder. Because of us popers, each one you made kings, and you were the storm that had us singing to drive away fright in the seconds before flash and thunder. God, yours was a cruel choice to have to walk among us, because all of our of love is void. If it's just hunting, if it doesn't know itself, and all of my love, that's the space we exist in. And in all of its nothing, she was my something else.
Oh, what an absolutely beautiful read there, Naomi. And an amazing write by Ben. I love the emotional impact of this write, how it's nostalgic and emotive and speaks on a love that did not stay around, but you can tell there's this deep admiration for this person, not only their physical presence and beauty, but their the presence and the beauty of their spirit. And so many wonderful imagery and metaphor, beautifully written vignette. I really like the streetlights paint a woman on the water, and she's dancing with the tides as though she were God's own golden daughter. You also feel the sense of loss in this. And I also like where he brings up dancing, like you and I learned to dance watching the starling clouds over Rome. And whenever we got the chance, we followed them out of the dome. And whenever you snatched my hand to come away again, I was at home. You know, I like that he brings up that simple gesture of hand holding and how it can be such an intimate and sensual moment. Just an amazing write all the way through on knowing somebody who was truly a beautiful person. So wonderful write and very well done. And Naomi, you did a beautiful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree totally, Pam. You know, there's something really like almost haunting about this write. You know, of course, the nostalgia there. But, you know, even, you know, when the stanza below the one you wrote, how we burst into circles and sway, everywhere was an oasis. And, you know, built by hands that remember the warmth of the first time they met and how they once unfurled to push back the storms that had been raging inside of our heads. You know, that is something else. You know, when you just the simple moment of hand holding for the first time, you know, is brought, the way he brings that up, it's very, that's beautiful. And the next stanza, you know, with you the sun rose where it could over blushing hills, and you move me just like the tide by the moon, that's beautiful. And then I just love the way he finishes it out. If it doesn't know itself and all of my love, that's the space we exist in, and in all of its nothing, she was my something else. That is absolutely a beautiful finish. Like I said, you know, that ending just brings all that, like kind of like this haunting feeling to the whole poem, I find. So just a wonderful, wonderful write by Ben Hurt here.
Oh, I have to agree. And yeah, those parts that you read were definitely beautiful. So wonderful comment. And what do we got next, Naomi?
Yes. I'm just going to grab it, because I was so taken up by the poem that I forgot to go grab
the next one. Ben does have the type of poetry that you can easily get lost in, because just when you think you found your favorite part, another part that comes up to compete with it. and you have to take it all in and absorb it all, and it's like just going into a beautiful, like, Mad Hatter type maze. So I totally get it.
And talking about wonderful poets, here's another one, Liquid Mind Forever. The Scent of Hippicene. So Pam, if you want to go ahead and give that one a read for us, please.
I would be absolutely happy to. Let me shoo the dog out and close the bedroom door. And I do love this in my poetry. here we go. Yep, now everybody knows I do the shows from my bedroom, and then not the huge expensive office that they imagined I was in.
Not Frank's boudoir.
Oh my goodness. Too funny. All right, well, here we go. Here we go. The Scent of Epiphany by Liquid Mind Forever. Petrichor of nectarous spores, I eat inclined to more. What more could I adore? A skin of silk, the taste of milk, each scent, infinity's door. I enter on into Rose of Sharon's core. I've drunk worlds before of tiger's mane, I've lain. Enlivened brain, 'twas another shore, a seedless grape, the sweetest nape, her distant roar, epiphany's floor. Tender lips that grip me tight, invite my teeth to nip and bite. I beg, I plead, I sip her mead, I drink of nectar held by thighs tight. Sultry songs from hissing lips, I whip up lather, gleaned this night. It's tight inside this raven's nest. I reach beside her flaming crest. With zest I test her rippled shore and taste the salt baptismal blessed. I fall to worship at her feet and meet Nirvana's sacred seat, caressed. Delicate this floral bouquet in applique stitched with nuance laid. My hopes allay between satin thighs. Delayed fragrant lips splayed, orange blossom and cherries pink, delicately sink with kisses sprayed. End poem. And oh my goodness, ooh la la. I have to say that one definitely carried a whole lot of heat. And your thoughts, Naomi?
Well, you know, this is the first time I see Liquid Mind Forever rhyme. Well, you know, I should check out more of her poems, maybe she, you know, but this is the first time. And you know, I didn't even notice because it's so, so sensually hot. So I didn't truly notice the rhyming till, you know, you got to the, I read this before, and before the show too. And, you know, and by the third stanza, I said, oh my, this has a beautiful rhythm and rhyme to it, you know, but it's so, like you said, oh la la, that you kind of forget all about the rhyming. But I beg, I plead, I sip her mead, I drink of nectar held by thighs tight, sultry songs from hissing lips, I whip up lather, gleam this night. You know, and it's tight inside this raven's nest. I just love that raven's nest. I with zest I test her rippled shore. She has such a way with words, Liquid Mind Forever does. You know, it's just amazing. And I just love, you know, that ending stanza. My hopes allayed between satin thighs, delayed, fragrant lips splayed, orange blossom and cherries pink, delicately sink with kisses afraid. And, you know, that's very well, you know, if you look at her in her A.N., you know, the part of the classical poem that she was inspired by, I would eat the of thy flesh as of delicate fruit. You know, so that stanza there. So, you know, very well done, Deb. You know, this is amazing. And very well laid out poem, you know, inspired by that stanza there, by the classical poem. So well done. Amazing hot. Oh la la, poem.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the thing with Liquid Mind Forever, she doesn't always write in rhyme, but when she does, she does it extremely well. I've seen many of her rhyming poems, like this one, where she plays well with inner and end rhyme, and you don't even necessarily pick up on the rhyme because it just flows that nicely. I did think this was a great take on the chosen section of the poem. And I've always been a big fan of the word petrichor. So to me, petrichor of nectarious spores I eat inclined to more, was just a wonderful opening to this sensual and erotic poem. Another favorite part of mine was tender lips that grip me tight, invite my teeth to nip and bite. I beg, I plead, I sip her me, I drink of nectar held by thighs tight. Now, wonderful lines there. And her ability to single in on a sensual act of such a personal nature, in a wordsmithing that is truly classy, is quite a talent, you know, and so beautifully written and very well done. And what do we have next, Naomi? Oh, absolutely.
We have, I think it's Kate, eh? Kate Heartless, KF Heartless. The unretouched portrait. And I'll go ahead and give this one a read. Through slated window, I see how she's grown. They say a rose is a rose, but she's a wild one. A native beauty, a blossom effortlessly reposed. Bright speck on an erect shrub. Full spread, pink, sweetly fragrant, a rare love requiring nothing but sun in a common garden, full petal breasts, skin uncrushed by touch, hair like velvet pistons, voice delicious, and her laughter, tiny thorns that tickle the skin. She is the more delicate version of the things I could have been. Oh, how I yearn to pluck her while she's still ornamental. Prick her with a pin, stain her petals red with blood, erect a shrine by her side to bury myself in. But if I got that close, I'd never wash clean again. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Naomi. I really felt with your read, especially as you read the end line, that you caught into the almost slight sadness that was in this. And I see the inspiration from the poem, the classic poem, and also from the artwork that she attached. She attached a painting called Blonde Girl with Roses by Yelena Rybakina. And I have to say, I need to check out more of her artwork. It looks like it might be promising for prompts for a contest. But I really love the imagery and metaphors in this, how it has such a delicate feeling and a sense of romanticism and sensuality and admiration for somebody. But I think along with this, the admiration for this person and this deep love for this person comes almost in a feeling of, you know, not feeling worthy, you know, almost like, well, with the, especially near the end, she says that with this, she is the more delicate version of the things I could have been. And the yearning of, oh, how I yearn to pluck her while she's still ornamental and prick her with a pin, stain her petals red with blood. And but if I got that close, I'd never wash clean again. You know, the, I think those are wonderful sensual lines on the idea of just wanting someone so badly, but knowing for whatever reason, either for their own good or your own good or both of yours, that you need to stay back and still you can't stop that desire from just rushing through you. You know, I love this all the way through. Truly a romantic piece and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm going to bring another way of seeing this poem. The way I saw it, like from the first line through slated window, I see how she's grown. It's as if, well, for me, it's as if this is an older woman looking at a reflection and she's seeing how she's gotten old and like and she's remembering how she was when she was young and innocent and you know, with full petal breath, skin uncrushed by touch, hair like velvet pistons, voice delicious and her laughter, tiny thorns that tickle the skin, more delicate version, you know. But, you know, maybe I'm way off, it's just me. But, you know, and then the sadness, but if I got that close, I'd never wash clean again. I saw it as, you know, an older woman looking at her younger, remembering her younger self, but could be way off. But that's an interpretation. But, you know, it's very, very, I just love the metaphor of the rose and, you know, the full petal breath. The way she took the rose and, you know, she used the petals, used the thorns, you know, and the velvety touch, you know, like when you touch a petal, the rose petal, it's like a velvety sensation there. And wonderful right here by K.F. Harkless. Beautiful.
Absolutely. And, you know, I really like that interpretation. And as you were saying that, I could see it. I could see it being about an older woman thinking back on her younger self and thinking about who she could have been. So very intelligent and thoughtful interpretation. But, you know, that's the wonderful thing about poetry. If you get two or more people on a show reading a one poem, you're going to have different interpretations, and so very cool. I like that. All right, and what do we got next, Naomi?
We have Poeta de Cabra. And yes, whoops. Did I get that in?
That's what he said.
Yeah, I got it in. Okay. So, Pam, whenever you're ready. That's fitting for tonight. Yep. Did you get that? Italian. Problem if I don't feel it. Am I crazy?
I know. You said that twice, and I was like waiting for you for it to click. And I'm just cracking up. Too funny. All right. Well, Imagine No More by Poeta de Cabra. For far too long, you have been an infatuation, but now there's no need to use my imagination. Was it good luck or was it help from up above? Tonight, you're in my arms and ready for love. To be perfectly honest, I know I've been blessed having you here in my bed, completely undressed. Will be a moment in my life that forever I'll treasure. Soon we'll be climaxing together in ultimate pleasure. Heat between us is soaring on the Fahrenheit scale as the womanly scents from your body I lustily inhale. Ravished every inch of your body as you did with mine. Kissed passionately your ruby red lips, sweeter than wine. Goose pimples cover your skin, but hot enough to burn. No turning back now, we pass the point of no return. Neither of us can help quivering from each other's touch. Have to make love soon for the lust becoming too much. It's so obvious now that I lust you and you too lust me. Time's now come to take each other to heights of ecstasy. Your emerald green come to bed eyes have me beguiled. Tonight our passionate lovemaking will be nothing but wild. Moonlight casts shadows through the left open curtain. Window will soon be covered in steam for sure and certain. Soon we'll be making love like animals, the way it should be. You will dig in your claws as perspiration and juices run free. Too late now, no chance of either of us turning back. Me near point of no return, and you like a nymphomaniac. Open up, babe, and take me. Time to have some real. We'll be entangled in each other, coming together as one. End poem. And wow, that, yep, for sure. That was an intense and fun write at the same time. Wow. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, I like some of the lines in here, like heat between us is soaring on the Fahrenheit scale. As the womanly scents from your body, I lustily inhale. Ravaged every inch of your body as you did with mine. Kissed passionately your ruby red lips sweeter than wine. And then I just love how your emerald green come to bed eyes have me begrilled. That's an awesome line there. And the buildup of the whole thing and all in rhyme too is such a turn on, you know, you're just there and you're living it as if you're a peeping Tom and you're just viewing all this, you know, as it's happening. But very, very, very hot, sensual right for sure. Bravo, Poeta de Cabra.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I have to agree. Pretty much almost, I think all our poets tonight, and Poeta definitely brought the heat with this one. And, you know, when you mentioned the voyeurism, I have this, when I read poems like this, I have the same feeling. When you're going through each touch, each kiss, each reaction between two people, and you're reading a poem like this, you know, even if it's made up, you still feel like a voyeur. Watching that personal, intimate moment. What I really like about this, and on a technical level, is it's got great rhyme and flow, wonderful use of imagery. But I like that as a sensual rite, it's about the giving and receiving of mutual pleasure, the wanting of to climax together. You know, I really like that part. We'll be will be a moment in my life that for a treasure soon will be climaxing together in ultimate pleasure. And then another part that sparks the idea of the mutual exchange of pleasure is ravished every inch of your body as you did with mine, kissed passionately your ruby red lips, sweeter than wine, and neither of us can help quivering from each other's touch, have to make love soon for the lust becoming too much. You know, just a wonderful line all the way through, and he does manage to create a rite that's both intense and fun at the same time, and makes you work up a sweat for sure. Although that could be the fact that it's like 80 degrees in my bedroom from this summer heat. But you know what? I'm going to blame Poeta. Rather than complain about the heat, I'm going to say that it's all Poeta's fault and his poetry. So there we go. A wonderful write and very well done. All right, Naomi, what do you got for us next? Are you on mute, Naomi, or did you say be right back or something?
No, I'm here. I was on mute. Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
It's hot here too for a Quebec evening. Like, I mean, I took a cold shower before the show. I didn't take any chances.
Right.
So we have how come it's not showing up? Did it show up?
Red, Rendezvous with Red by Eric Svensson. Yep, it is.
Yeah. So we have a SoundCloud for that one. How come it's not showing up?
Well, I see it, so you might just have to refresh.
Yeah. I put it up three times. Oh, my gracious.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, then it is definitely there. Yeah. Wednesday night is really where you want to hear statements like, is it in? Is it up?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play the audio for Rendezvous with Red by Eric Svensson. And let me find that. And here we go.
Rendezvous with Red. Two landscapes merge. Urge to converge. Fertile valley nestles in, pushes its fecundity against mountain crag austerity. Two concentric circles polarize, tectonic plates magnetize, uncensored attraction infuses movement. Magnetic north drawn to its sensual antipodal alignment. Mountain buttress yearns to taste southern valley fruits. Triumph of flesh celebrated. Tactile resonance consecrated. Merge, converge into rhythmic movement. Two sensual, energetic standing waves build momentum. Mountain high encamps valley low. Determined yet unrushed as rivulets gather momentum. Flesh translates nascent nativity's virility. Senses surpass duality. Ripe valley fruits beguile taste buds. Sacrosanct communion ensues, wild, enamored, hunter infused, gatherer's sophisticated Rhine Valley delights, awakes appetites, unbridled thirst directs wayward muscles to warrior contract, fiery heart aches for mystical, magical moistness below. Bewitched, bewildered, but broken in against all odds, inflamed Mustang spirit alchemizes low mountain bars to bed valley high. Epicurean delights savored by unsatiated appetite. Bravado banquet becomes a sensual, sensational feast. End poem.
Great read and write there, Eric. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And I'm sorry. Just a reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Naomi, your thoughts.
Oh, my gracious. You know, he says this is so sensual, the hidden so wonderfully. But, you know, the metaphors, the mountain and the valley, the mountain buttress yearns to taste southern valley fruits. There's just something, you know, just really juicy about that southern valley fruit. And then the next stanza, triumph of flesh celebrated, tactile resonance consecrated, merge, converge into rhythmic movement. Two sensual, energetic, standing waves build momentum. I just love that, you know, how he wrote. But all the through, the way he takes us back to the mountain high, and, you know, how it, you know, in the line, it encamps the valley low. Very well-used metaphor throughout. Beautiful. Right here by Eric, for sure. A very intelligent and witty write, and beautifully done.
It is, absolutely, yes. Intelligent and witty is a great way, I think, to describe Eric's sensuality. Wonderful imagery and metaphors. A nice, delicate use of alliteration. You can really feel the sensual energy within this rite. I really like two concentric circles polarized, tectonic plates magnetized, uncensored attraction infuses movement, magnetic north drawn to its central antipolar alignment. A wonderful idea. Thought on the idea of opposites attracting to each other in an intense and sensual way. I really liked how he fits in the triumph of the flesh phrase, and with his own wording, triumph of flesh celebrated, tactile resonance consecrated. There is something beautiful and, you know, sacred in the sharing of physical intimacy. Really wonderful word choices all the way through. I also really like unbridled thirst directs wayward muscles to warrior contract, fiery heart aches for mystical, magical moistness below. Wow, I mean, just absolutely. I feel like so many people tonight have brought their A game, and that is certainly the case with Eric. A brilliant central write and very well done. All right. And yes, definitely, definitely. And what do we have next, Naomi?
Okay, I keep putting them up and I don't see them. Okay, yes. By Jenny the Deep, Scarlet Passion, Charcoal Fusion. And whose turn is it to read? Is it mine? I think so. Eh?
That is a good question. I guess whosever turn you want to read. Oh, yes. It would be your turn because I did read Poeta. Yep.
Okay, yes. Okay, so Scarlet Passion, Charcoal Fusion. Charcoal painted passion fueled by levers merging together their chiseled curvatures, intimate vessels drip sweat and blood onto a mystical canvas created to be loved. Scarlet sheer silk trickles between them, holding on to each other, feeling like heaven. Two hearts patter and putter, pining in echoes, unable to contain themselves. Lust bellows. Feverish, sensual tension implodes within, inching closer, bewitched by each magical kiss. Heat rises by tense, sensational friction, as infused shadows embrace scorching decisions. Her body was her temple, a holy sanctuary, until temperature rose along with fiery energy, melting his masculinity onto her femininity. Forever they devour each other in steamy unity. End poem.
Wonderful read there, Naomi. And what another wonderful sensual write by Jenny the Deep. I really like how with the first line she captures the look of the painting, charcoal painted passion fueled by lovers. This is a wonderful sensual poem that really focuses in on the erotic elements of this sensual moment shared between two people. Another part I really particularly like is feverish sensual tension implodes within, inching closer, bewitched by each magical kiss. Heat rises by tense sensation friction as infused shadows embrace scorching decisions. I love the use of decisions in a sensual poem because, you know, this really speaks on how it's not about getting straight to the main course, but about all the little delicacies that you enjoy along the way, the touching, the kissing, the foreplay, even those moments where you're spaced apart and barely touching are a wonderful form of foreplay. Beautiful write and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts? Are you on mute, Naomi?
Yes. I'm on mute talking 100 miles to myself. Yeah, I also like how, you know, Jenny brought in elements of the painting into the write, like you stated, Pam, you know, in that first stanza. And, you know, and she follows through in the second also. She brings in the scarlet there that you see, you know, in on the side of the canvas. Scarlet sheer silk trickles between them, holding on to each other, feeling like heaven. Two hearts patter and putter, pining in echoes. I love the alliteration in that line. Unable to contain themselves, lust bellows. Yeah, like you said, you know, the build-up, the touching, the feeling there, you know, and then ending it with melting his masculinity onto her femininity. I like that. And forever they devour each other in steamy unity. Very well done indeed by Jenny. And yeah, another amazing, amazing poem tonight. So bravo, Jenny. Well done.
Oh, absolutely. And I like that you brought that part about melting his masculinity unto her femininity, because I really think that speaks on the idea of the yin and yang of the energy of a man and a woman balancing each other out. So very cool. Very cool. Yes. Yes. And I liked that. All right. And what do we have next?
So we have one by Alice Macabre. And so your turn to read, Pam.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it'll be an honor to read, Alice. All right. Midnight Lust Amongst the Heavens by Alice Macabre. Creature, what deviltry has befallen my senses? What raven rose has plucked midnight lust out of the heavens and made a home in this wretched cage? It is you that I crave in dream and in nightmare. Enslaved by the allure of alabaster aphrodisia, I need to touch and taste my twilight temptress. Every inch of flesh I venomously claim as my own. This raging beast cannot be and will not be tamed. O fake creature, your siren song sings to my damned soul. Luscious lips beg, oh, so beautifully to be ravaged in sinful seduction to conquer on my knees. I worship the wickedness of every curve with great fervor. This unquenchable thirst can only slake between tantalizing thighs which make sinners weep. My starlight seductress, I am in your thrall. Your bouquet of beauty has bewitched me, mind, body, and soul. End poem. And what an absolutely stunning write. I have to say that I want to read what she says in her AN, which is, I tried to pay homage to Mr. Moore by mirroring his poem structure, 6 lines, 4 stanzas. I was so inspired by him, the absolute haunting beauty of his words, that I too felt to emulate his tone. This poem is what I'd like to think is mirror musing, and the first time I've attempted one. The last line I took inspiration from beloved Darcy in the 2005 film of adaptation of Pride and Prejudice. I particularly loved the juxtaposition of a 19th century slant to my writing with a 21st century image, fitting indeed. And I have to say, absolutely, absolutely. I think the poem stood so well on its own, but I really enjoy and appreciate that AN and getting to know more of the poet's thoughts of what she was thinking when she wrote this poem. So very cool. And of course, I'll comment further, but I'd like to hear your thoughts, Naomi.
Yeah, well, when I was reading this poem, you know, it's like a dark, sensual rite. And, you know, it reminded me of the poem that was the prompt, you know, especially, you know, near the end when he says you are a god, you are a demon, heaven, you're hell. You know, and I think that she really brings that up, you know, that the temptress that she is, it's reflected very well in this poem, and as it is in the classical poem. So, when she talks about, you know, a mirror, mirror musing, I think she really succeeded in doing that. You know, it is you that I crave in dream and in nightmare. Well done. Well done indeed, Alice Macabre. Very well done.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes. And I did like the juxtaposition that was in that classic poem. And I do think she's captured dark sensuality quite beautifully. in this. And I like the repetition of old fey creature, because I think not only does it work well for the use of repetition, but it also gives the impression of a spirit that is wild and free. I also like her use of alliteration, which flows smoothly and isn't overdone. The allure of alabaster aphrodisia, a wonderful line. I also really like this raging beast cannot be and will not be tamed. I like that she put both cannot be and will not be. In other words, you know, the idea of I don't want to be tamed. I want to be this wild and passionate person. And another part I really like was this unquenchable thirst can only slake between tantalizing thighs, which make sinners weep. You know, there's such a sense of almost worship. There's a sense of worshipfulness within those lines. You know, just an amazing, amazing rite and very well done, beautifully written. And what do we got next? Oh, Naomi has to go away for a sec, so I will go ahead. No problem, Naomi. All right. Well, up next we have Sitting on Top of the World by Jody Melton. In your presence, my temperature rises, heart flutters, your look hypnotizes. Immediately, I feel a magnetic pull into your web. I'm trapped as you empty your spool. Your endeavors entice me into your secret garden of desires. My resistance only proves to be a stoke for your fires. In your entrapment, passions, flames ignite, desires furnace ablaze as I surrender to the night. In silken whispers, secrets are confessed as yearnings pound within our heaving chest. In the tender graze of fingertips, we find clusters of sparks beneath the moon's gaze. Our ardor blooms a sensual art. Lustful glances our bodies crave never to part as our pleasure reigns, embraced in shadows, dance. Our souls align, two lovers reconcile, skin on skin, so divine. In primal rhythm, ecstasy symphony plays its tune. In the triumph of flesh, we swoon. In the arms of love, we are reborn. In our sexual healing, we find our worth. A sacred bond displayed by two lovers in the night. A dance of souls that knows no wrong or right. The taste of passion lingers on our lips. As time suspends its march, our hearts eclipse. Lost in this rapture, our hearts rebirth. For in this love and triumph of flesh, we conquer all on earth. End poem. And, oh, wow, what an absolutely amazing sensual rite. Great rhyme and flow, wonderful imagery. I really like how the first part speaks on luring somebody in. It adds a nice, dark, sensual touch to it. I really like the rhyme. My resistance only proves to be a stoke for your fires, you know. Some people really like the challenge of the chase, and I get that idea here, you know, that whole challenge of the hunt, I should say. And I like how this speaks on the spirituality of eroticism and the intimate moment shared between lovers and how the connection and the intensity builds up. Embraced in shadows dance, our souls align. It's like they start out at first. It's almost as if it's just one person trying to persuade another. And then they connect. You know, they connect physically. They connect emotionally. And their souls align. You know, a sacred bond. I think that's just really such a beautiful line to describe the act of lovemaking and two people joining together. So wonderful take on the prompt, and very well done. And Naomi, are you back?
Yeah.
And did you have an opportunity?
Yeah, well, I read this before the show, and, you know, I really like the stanza, "In silken whispers, secrets are confessed, as yearnings pound within our heaving chest. In the tender grays of fingertips, we find clusters of spark. Beneath the moon's gaze, our ardor blooms, a sense of sensual art." I really like that stanza there. There's something, you know, with the and the tender grays of fingertips, you know, you like the fingertips lightly grazing the other person's skin, you know, over their flesh, and, you know, just the sparks that creates, you know. Just a wonderful, wonderful stanza there, but all throughout, beautiful, beautiful write from Jody Melton. This is must be a new poet because I haven't seen her before. So, yeah, looking forward to reading more. Amazing, amazing stuff. Sitting on top of the world. Beautifully done.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I have to agree. Go ahead and put the next poem up and give it a read.
Okay, well, the next one will have a SoundCloud, I think, for it, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Is
great.
Is it Tom that will have a SoundCloud?
No, Tom does not have a SoundCloud.
Tom does not have a sound. That would have surprised me. It's the next one down. Okay. There is an ache, ancient, built into fingertips, tied across nerves' web, articulated as memories race across tissue, excite energy, bring fire to words, seeking to entice. Time stretches into questions. Am I but a device once used, cast aside? I find myself dreaming, fingers tracing ghosts, sensing hunger growing, knowing emptiness echoes in memory, the taste of salt stolen from the edge of your lips. Meaning is dead, I am everything. How could she know? Time implodes. Where I began becomes when I first awoke. She was the smoke weaving across my cells, casting spells, leaving the heave as I grew in the cast she had made into heaven. I had been a shell, now as water swells, turbulence cascades through tunnels, funnels into a pulse. I know I'm not lost, instead filled. Temples are for worship. She opens silence to thanks. Hands linger, we cross necks, cheek to cheek, all we seek, this moment, hold us, surrender, end poem.
Wonderful read there, Naomi, and as always, a beautiful sensual write by Thomas B. And before I comment, I would like to welcome little Gary to the show. Welcome, Gary. Glad you could join us.
Hello. Thank you so
Hi,
much.
Gary.
How's everybody doing? Hello.
Great.
How are you
good, y'all. I'm doing good. It's been hot down here in Texas, so I've been trying to stay in the shade as much as possible.
Oh, well, yeah, I can imagine because, I mean, shoot, up here in Wisconsin, it's been in the 90s, so I can only imagine what it's been in Texas.
Right. I bet y'all are melting.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, we're not used to this. But,
oh, yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Is...
Y'all be careful.
Yep. Yep. But this is a wonderful write by Thomas B. I really felt that he captured from the classic poem the sense of intimacy and the idea of spirituality and worshipfulness within sensuality. And I like that this isn't just sensual, it's philosophical. The taste of salt stolen from the edge of your lips. Meaning is dead. I am everything. How could she know? Time implodes where I began, because when I first woke, she was the smoke weaving across my cells, casting spells. Wonderful inner and end rhyme. And also a great use of a philosophical thoughts to sensuality, and how you become so focused on one person in the moment that you notice nothing else. And Naomi, you did a beautiful read of that. Your thoughts.
Can you get the little Gary maybe to this comment? I have to step away again. I'm so sorry, Bam.
Oh, no problem. Gary, did you get a chance to read or to hear any of Thomas B's poems? Are you on mute, Gary? Oh, there, you must have dropped and came back. All right.
It hung up on me. Yes, I did. Oh, well, thank you twice. I did get to hear the poem, and I thought it was wonderful. I thought it was everything you'd want a poem to be, meaningful and those fancy words. And it's exactly what I would think a great poem would sound like. And I thought it was very good, very emotional, and a great write.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Gary, just to let you know that this is our sensual poetry night. So if you do have a poem that you'd like to share that's either sensual or romantic without being vulgar or explicit, you can go ahead and send me the link to that.
Yes, ma'am. I sent the newest one that I wrote. I haven't wrote in, gosh, forever, but I sent to Miss Pam Ray through Messenger.
Yep. I did receive that, but I was looking at it, and it didn't really, it was a great write.
Yes, ma'am.
It didn't appear to be a sensual write.
Ma'am. I totally understand. No problem. I'm enjoying
all right.
The show.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I am going to go ahead, and we have Eternal Passion by Hall of Poetry, and she was nice enough to supply us with a SoundCloud. So here we go.
Eternal passion. Arousal oozes within a lover's embrace, breath to breath, heart to heart, swimming in the reverie of experience. Lust seeps from every pore, lips on lips, flesh on flesh, like molten lava spewing from volcano's open mouth. Hungry tongues slip and slide, moist in desire, moist in pleasure. In time with hands of discovery, excitement pulsates body and mind, depths of you within depths of me, eternity in this intimate moment. End of poem. Sam Hall,
wonderful.
Hall of Poetry.
Wonderful read and write there, Hall of Poetry. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. Gary, your thoughts on this beautiful poem?
I thought that was everything that y'all told me that you would want to be on your show. Yeah, it sounded very sensual, but yet not vulgar and flowing, and the voice. It was just beautiful, absolutely. I pictured like a beach scene and just floating along while I heard it, you know, with the lady beside me for sure. So I thought it was awesome. It's absolutely what y'all wanted tonight, and I loved it.
Absolutely. I have to agree with that. It is. It is sensuality done in a tasteful way. I like what you brought up, the idea of how when listening to a read, you just imagine yourself floating along, you know, on the beach next to somebody. It does have that feeling to it. So great observation. And Naomi.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Your thoughts.
Yeah, what an awesome accent, eh? Oh, wow. Well, you know, we all have accents, but to somebody else. But I mean, what a great and awesome reading voice she has. That was absolutely beautiful. And I love how she changed up the line there in that last stanza. Excitement pulsates body and mind, and she says depths of you meeting depths of me instead of, you know, the within. And I thought that was so, I don't know, I just loved that. Depths of you meeting depths of me, eternity in this intimate moment. You know, I just loved that last stanza, but also the reference, like she took nature there, the lava spewing from a volcano's open mouth, you know, that is very powerful. And yeah, it's just amazing, you know, amazing right all the way through. And you know, great reflection of the artwork again with the red, like the lava there, and you know, so great use of the artwork in the poem, and we can see that it really inspired her. So bravo, well written, well done.
Absolutely. A Hall of Poetry should write such beautiful brevity. She really should be writing also for the Keeping It Brief brevity show. Because there really isn't a whole lot of words to this, and yet she said so much. A very passionate right. Arousal oozes within a lover's embrace. And I really like hungry tongue slip and slide, moist in desire, moist in pleasure, in time with hands of discovery. And in eternity in this intimate moment is a beautiful ending line on the idea that there is nothing else to focus on except each other. So wonderful lines and very well done. And what do we have next, Naomi?
Yes, I'm getting this up. Okay, so we have a one for maybe Gary to read by
JR. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and I'll send you the link to this poem, Gary. And
yes,
then
ma'am,
you can
please.
Give it to me.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So here we go. Let me grab this and do. All right. There we go, Gary. I sent it to you. Elysient Illusions by Luke J.R. And go ahead and give that a read, please.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I sure will. Okay. Elysient Illusion. I hope I say it right. Luke J.R., please. I promise I'm going to do my best. It looks wonderful. Okay. International. Follow through with the current treacherous waves. Warning, waving hands. Windmills turning off for the night. Captive like the booty within the hourglass sands. Goddess surround her. Angels watch as she enslaves. Given some unfortunate sailors the deepest of sunken graves. Whether it's her intention or her way to engrave her infection, spreading through the treacherous sea, her legs finally open, faced out with ripples along her wounded knees, she wears the skull of her first victim fine under her fleshy sleeve, while an unfortunate sailor travels the seven seas, awakening her once more while he is brought down to his knees, her eyes piercing through the radiating sun, his eyes streaming. Her mystical, magical, majestic body reaches out from the sunken shore. Wet clumps of sand attached to her skin. She finally grabs him, pulling him down under the hourglass sands. His heart expands. It feels every puncture from her sharp, gnarly teeth. Within singular grain of sand, falling on a pile of lost time, the unfortunate sailor drenched in redness finally sleeps while she licks her lips seductively, prepared for the next sailor, and the one who thinks they can enslave her awakes with an iron fist, while those that count the days with a knife carving out their wrist. Amen. The end point.
Well, you know what? It was sometimes you get so caught up. I like that you said amen, because sometimes you get so caught up in reading a poem, especially when it's as well written as this one, that you can't help at the end of just throwing your arms up and saying amen. Well, and especially when you make it through big words. Honestly, I thought you were saying amen, because you're like, amen, I made it through these big words.
Yeah, it was for both of those, because it was a lot of big words. I'm trying to look smart, and smart people with good, awesome, creative words, I wouldn't say my strong suit, but I think I got most of them right, like 90%, and I'll take that, and it was great. Great, great poem. If I couldn't have asked for a better challenge and a better written poem, you know. I don't have this talent at all. And I think it's very awesome. It's one of those you got to read back to really get the understanding and the meaning and the depth of everything. I just felt like a Pirates of the Caribbean or something, like Jack Sparrow reading it to y'all. So, it was great. Thank you so much.
You did a wonderful read of it. And I thought this was a great write by Luke J.R. Quite epic, wonderful storytelling, captivating imagery. I like how he tells us a seafaring tale of sailors lured in by the song of the siren. And he does get quite dark and intense with this, with she wears the skull of her first victim spying under her fleshy sleeves while an unfortunate sailor travels the seven seas. And yet it's so really, it grabs your attention right away and keeps it. I really like her mystical majestic body reaches out from the sunken shore, and you know, just an amazing epic story write and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, first of all, Gary, that was an awesome, awesome write. We could tell the more you got it through it, you know, the more you were getting into the story, and it showed. But awesome, awesome read. Did I say right? Anyway, awesome read, Gary. And
thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. It was hard. I had to do a lot of thinking and dictionary work, but. Yeah, no, yeah, it was awesome.
And I really liked this all the way through, but you know what really captivated me, well, the story captivated me from the beginning, but you know, I really liked the last stanza, you know, within a singular grain of sand falling on a pile of lost time. Wow, that's an awesome line right there. You know, the unfortunate sailor drenched in redness finally sleeps while she licks her lips seductively, prepared for the next sailor. And the one who thinks they can enslave her awaits with an iron fist, while those that count the days with a knife carving out their wrist. Very dark and sensual right there in that stanza. And, just the way, she says, she pulls them down. There's something dark and sensual about that, pulling them down, you know, under the hourglass sands. There's dark sensuality throughout all this poem. Very well written. Bravo, Luke J.R. Fabulous write, dark sensual write.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Naomi. And Gary, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
I thought it was awesome. I'm thinking I need to get a hold of them, and they probably should pay me to read all of their stuff, man, because it's so good and flowy. But it was great. You know, each line was so descriptive and make you think, you know, and the whole topic, I love that, water and siren, and I don't like so much that she wants to kill me and add me to the list, but other than that downfall of it, I loved it. Like, I would wave to her from a long distance, and, you know, so I think it was great. Any kind of writing that takes you somewhere, no matter where it takes you, is worth reading in my mind.
Absolutely.
And I enjoy seeing stuff like this, because this is what everybody loves and what people that write inspire to put out something that's real and meaningful, you know? So it's good. It's awesome.
It really is. Absolutely. Great comment. And Naomi, what do we have next?
Well, what I'll do, we're getting near the end of our poems. We only have like 3 poems left. But Pam, I'll get you to read your...
Naomi, I apologize for interrupting you, but we have two more contests, right? We have Mary Dark and Betty Kane.
Oh, we do?
We have we have me, and you. So,
yes. I'm so sorry, Pam. I skipped those 2 last ones. Wow. Okay. Okay. So there we go. Well, we're just fine with time then. Super. Okay. So I'm going to put this one up by Myriad Dark. And I forget whose turn it is to read. I think it's your turn, Pam.
All right. Well, I will be happy to do that. Just give me a moment again. Sorry. All right. I guess everybody wants out of the bedroom at the same time. All right. Let's see here. I have to refresh my page, and here we go. Your Covenants by Myriad Dark. I seek the covenants of your flesh and mouth and sultry breath. In total reverence, I chase after you across empty skylights, and I am unable to find sustenance after a taste of your sacredness. I look for you in the warmth of you off now barren sheets, and I still hunger for the core of you, your hands that weave miracles into being. My cravings, like pale gemstones, give no measure. I want to devour you wholly without recourse, to run riot across your molten scythe and drowning nature, placing playful bites over your smoldering harvest, reveling in your coyness and simmering heat. I chase validity to lay myself as an offering at your feet and crave to eat my fill of you through evisceration and worship. These are the covenants of my vows of wanton avidity for you. End poem. And what an absolutely stunning sensual rite by Myriad Dark. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, wow. You know, I am total reverence. I chase after you across empty skylights. And I am unable to find sustenance after a taste of your sacredness. I look for you and the warmth of you off now barren sheets. Wow, you know, that's a beautiful, beautiful, those are beautiful lines there. You know, the scent, the taste, the warmth of the person, you know, off the now barren sheets. And then what was the other one there? I want to devour you wholly without recourse, to run riot across your molten size and drowning nature. And then the rest there, wow, you know, this is truly a wonderful, wonderful sensual rite by Myriad Dark. Bravo, wonderfully done.
Oh, absolutely. I have to agree. Great comment, Naomi. And Gary, your thoughts?
Yes, ma'am. I thought that was an excellent, excellent poem. And this guy that's got her so head over heels, first of all, can never meet my girlfriend. First thing I thought was, oh, he's off the list. He can't come over. He's got her that smitten. But it was awesome. Apparently she has great passion, and this is what I got out of it anyway, for this guy and love and hot passion is what everybody would want, I assume. And I thought it was a great way of conveying the way she felt for this awesome guy that I don't ever want to see. I thought it was great. I already don't like somebody. I don't even know him, so it put me there. You know, and that's what writing and reading is about, is going places, you know, in your mind. And that's where I'm at. I'm kicking him out. thanks for that. I hope she wasn't listening back there. Like, who was that man? God, he's so hot. Yeah, I hate him.
It is extremely hot writing. I have to agree. Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, I love the imagery and metaphors and the phrasing of this. I seek the covenants of your flesh. And I have to say, to run riot across your molten size and drowning nature, I think is one of my favorite lines. I also like that he brings in placing playful bites over your smoldering harvest, reveling in your coyness and simmering heat. So you not only have the erotic sensuality, but you have that sense of playfulness and flirtation, a beautiful sensual rite and very well done. And what do we have next, Naomi?
We have Betty Page. Lusciously sensual. Lusciously sensual. Paint me vivid on canvas with your brush. Lick my sweet flesh. Come kiss my wildest daydreams. Drench yourself within my thirst. Quench your lust deep within me, vibrating higher than stars. Dance on elevating clouds. Caress my rose petals. Sweet, opening up before you, dangling from velvet ceilings. Enter in my dirty mind, so wickedly taste my flesh. Thrash me with your whipping tongue, pin me against your bedroom, smack me deep within my walls. On my roller coaster's ride, get high sugar on my taste, bright cotton candy rainbows. End poem.
Great read there, Naomi, and what a wonderful write by Betty. She has such a gift for erotic writing, imagery and metaphors. I really like dangling from velvet ceilings, enter in my dirty mind. You know, I like a woman who unabashedly admits to her dirty thoughts. She definitely does not play the coy lady. within this rite. And I think that's a powerful thing. I love the way she unleashes sensuality. Thrash me with your whipping tongue, pin me against your bedroom, smack me deep within my walls. Powerful sensual lines and very well done. And Gary, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Can you read it one more time? No, but it's like she said a whole lot without really saying anything. You know what I mean? Like every line is, that's what she said. That's what she said. And she said some really, really deep, awesome, meaningful things, but yet she said it like she's in town or in church or something, you know what I mean? So it meant something, but yet it was in a cool way. It's like slapping me and rubbing my face as you slap me or something, you know what I mean? And I thought it was very, like you said, I guess she's good at writing those things. I feel that. I see that because every line is like, no, she didn't, or did she? No, she didn't, or did she? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Everybody leave the room. You know, but, yeah, I enjoyed it tremendously as one would, you know.
Absolutely.
Thank you for reading that. I hope I don't owe you.
Well, we don't charge for the first read. We charge for any read after that.
That's right. Read it one more time, real slow. I'll pay you $5. I can't pay you today, but on payday, I swear I will.
great comment, Gary. And Naomi, you did such a beautiful read of that. Your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I'm right with Gary with this one, you know, as you stated too, Pam. She says so much, you know, in such a sophisticated, well-worded, you know, under-meaning way, you know, that isn't, you know, too, what is the word I'm looking for, Pam? That isn't
it
too...
It's not too in your face or too vulgar.
Yeah, that's it.
Too vulgar,
exactly. That's it. Yeah, and, you know, when I was reading that last stanza on my roller coaster ride, get high sugar on my taste, bright cotton candy rainbows, I was thinking to myself, boy, that's some sexy sugar she's getting high on. My husband, this is one sexy ride, oh my gracious. Yeah, bravo, Betty Page. What a wonderful sensual ride this is.
It is, absolutely. I have to agree. Comment, Naomi. And what do we have next?
So next is, Gary could read for Frank, if he wants to, or whatever you want, Pam.
That is absolutely fine. Yeah, go ahead and send Gary the link to Frank's poem, Poetic Picasso's poem, and he can give that a read for us. Yeah, this has just been a wonderful lineup of poetry tonight. I really appreciate that. All the poetry that we've gotten, the people who've written to the show. Gary, whenever you see the link to that poem that Naomi's going to send to you, go ahead and give it a read.
That I'm going to send?
I thought you were going to. Yes.
Oh.
Well, I guess I'll do it. I'll go ahead and do it. Hold on. All right. Do 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 do. All right. Here we go. All right. We have Exotic Flesh by Poetic Picasso. And Gary, when you see that, go ahead, please, and give it a read. Oh, welcome back, Gary.
Yeah, Ed hung up on me again. I don't know, but yes, I am ready. Thank you so much. It's Exotic Flesh by Pablo Poetic Picasso. Me, amor. Let me undress you slowly with my exploring fingers in the mild rain. Be the sensual, caressing, awakening your yearning. Pleasures deflowered, and the dripping drops moisten the necky curves of your erotic flesh. I press my exquisite lips upon your soaking skin to imbibe. Oh, I hope I didn't mess it up. From your lust, I discover the myth behind the tempting seduction of. Oh man.
Inhibited
oriental tattoos unveil naughty secrets of geisha's exorcism with my intimate whispers. I inscribe upon your aroused bosom and Calligan cheeks, pouring ink of desire, imbued in the romantic kanji script of two ancient lovers of eternal ecstasy. I want to dance gracefully with the motion of your lips and embrace your shivers. Let the rain of the nautical showers be the prelude of our orgasmic storm, then ride the torrential gust of our impassioned winds of invoked spirit. Be induced by the whirling sensations of the amatory grip of your carnal spell. The sprinkles of dew are my soft kisses, and the vivid vestige of my devotion. Your nudity is the temple I worship that feeds the ambrosia of insatiable hunger, the sweet taste, a lingering honey, and delicious slices of juicy cantaloupe melting in the stimulating tip of my begging tongue and parched mouth. Soy too contested the eros la iuvariagua majati purapa tu seductor y emer de la noche el hombre who dispara to passion. I am your tempest of arrows, the rain that wets your body, your seducer and love of the night, the man who awakens your passion. Ole, ole. End poem.
Great read there, dear.
Thanks for that.
I love the way you said ole, ole with such enthusiasm. But as always, an amazing sensual write by Poetic Picasso. Wow, the imagery and the metaphors are just stunning. I want to dance gracefully with the motion of your hips, and the sprinkles of dew are my soft kisses and the vivid vestige of my devotion. Your nudity is the temple I worship that feeds the ambrosia of insatiable hunger. wonderful line there, beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi,
this is ole ole for sure. Oh my gracious. the sweet taste of a lingering honey and delicious slices of juicy cantaloupe melting in the stimulating tip of my begging tongue and parched mouth. You know, that is some sweet lines right there. But all through, wow, what a great sensual right, like Frank can do them. Just amazing.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Gary, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
Thank you for your kindness. I thought it was absolutely wonderful. It scared me to death. It had a lot of good stuff. Cantaloupe, I love cantaloupe, especially the juicy ones. Even though the Spanish part that I probably butchered to death, I felt like I was like a Don Juan, you know, like ole ole, and I thank him for taking me there. And it was wonderful. It had so much. You got to go back and read it. It's like, you know, so much going on, man. I bet he just melted that lady with all of that stuff, you know. I think my girlfriend came in and looked at me like, what in the hell are you reading? And, that was a great reaction to that, because it did have a lot of stuff and meaningful and passionate stuff, man. It probably stuff in there I've never heard or done. And that's awesome. I can't wait to, you know, live and grow older and experience a lot of things, you know. I want to dance gracefully in motion, too. you know what I mean? That was great.
Absolutely, absolutely. And after you get off the phone, you can go to your lady and you can read her some of this erotic poetry, and you two might just have a wonderful night, you know.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to get one with smaller words, because I don't want to mess it up and not get the right signal across, you know.
Right,
with the fancy talk, you know, it might go boom over her head, and that's not what I'll be trying to do. But yeah, it was awesome and great, you know.
It was.
He can never meet her either. I'm learning tonight there's a lot of people in the world that can never come over. I appreciate that. I'm marking it, you know. I got a long list. There's two more off.
Yep, exactly. Well, you know what? We are at the back end of the show. So I would like to say thank you, Naomi, for always being my wonderful co-host. Thank you, Gary, for calling in. Thank you to Phil for everything she does in the background. Thank you to our poets who wrote for the show, to everyone who is listening while we are on live or will be listening later to the recorded version. We really appreciate you all. Anyone who wants to can join us 30 minutes from now, or less than 30 minutes from now, for Part Sinner, Part Saint with Aphasiana. And have a good night, everyone. Thank you.
Good night.